From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Joel Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. The question, how can I improve brainstorming meetings? Brainstorming. We have such good intentions for those meetings. We want to bring people together as a team. We want them to think big and think new and come up with breakthrough products or processes or solutions. And then somehow it just doesn't happen. In fact, this happens. A couple of people dominate the conversation. Somebody goes off on a tangent, changes the subject. Another person has an idea that's so off the mark or impractical or expensive that you just have to knock it down. Then that person clams up, along with all the others around the room who haven't said a word yet and may not. And then you thank everybody for coming, and you bang your head on your desk. I don't blame you. Well, wait, maybe I do, but in a friendly way. You just don't know a better way, so let me help. First, let me quote from a book that I really like. It's called Creative Conspiracy by Northwestern University professor Leigh Thompson. Quote, several decades of research have unambiguously found that teams are demonstrably inferior to individuals when it comes to brainstorming and idea generation, unquote. And she references more than 50 peer-reviewed articles to support that claim. Well, does that mean you should give up on brainstorming? No, not at all. Just do it better. With the help of Professor Thompson, here are some tips. First, don't make your group too big. That leads to some problems, not the least of which is called free riding. Free riders are people who just hang back and observe and let other people do the work. It's better to keep those teams in single digits. 10 or fewer people seem to be the optimal for teams. You should also strive for diversity in that team because it prevents groupthink. People who are too much alike come up with similar ideas and you miss opportunities for breakthroughs. You should consider what some people call brain writing as the exercise. Ask people to write down ideas individually rather than blurt them out loud. That prevents several problems. One, which I love, is called the HIPPO effect. HIPPO is an acronym for Highest Paid Person's Opinion. You know what happens when a HIPPO speaks. Other people just step back, or they believe their own opinions couldn't have as much value. And pretty soon, brainstorming comes to a close because the HIPPO has spoken. It also avoids what's called anchoring. That's our tendency to focus on the first idea someone tosses out. So if someone says something like, how about if we try social media approaches? The rest of the room devotes lots of mind space and time to that idea until somehow a facilitator shifts the focus. When everyone writes ideas down first, those ideas are independent and fresh. Writing also gives introverts a comfortable method of expression, and it keeps the extroverts from dominating by thinking out loud. This alone, then together approach is considered far more effective than the traditional approach, which is, let's all get together, talk, then go off alone to think about it. Here's some more advice. It is okay to set some ground rules. Ground rules don't kill creativity. They can sort of guide it. So you can help people by saying, we do have a budget limit on what we can spend, so try to keep your ideas in that area. Or you may say, we have to come up with something we could accomplish within 30 days. You won't kill creativity by giving those guidelines. What will kill creativity is public shaming. If you ridicule or embarrass people or let other people do that during brainstorming, it will shut down not only the speaker, but other potential idea generators as well. Ask people for a lot of ideas. Quantity is actually better than quality when you're making a request at the start of a brainstorming meeting. Research also shows that a positive mood enhances creativity, so keep things light right from the start of the meeting. Here's another consideration. You might take people out for a walk. Yes, get out of your normal habitat to give yourselves an opportunity to think and wind down. Have you ever noticed that you sometimes get ideas in the shower or in the middle of the night? That's because when you give your mind a break from intense focus, it's still operating there in the background, and sometimes the right idea presents itself. So get a good mix of people, artistic, pragmatic, introvert, extrovert. Have a clear beginning, middle, and end to your brainstorming meeting. And follow up on the outcome so people know that their time was well spent. Here's to better brainstorming, my friends, and that's Q&A for today.